Welcome to Leadership Agenda with Pastor Emmanuel Abuaje. Leadership Agenda is designed to inspire and equip you with the tools to grow fast as a leader and empower you to grow and go further in every area of your life. Pastor Emmanuel Abuaje, an entrepreneur, leadership coach, and the head pastor of Gift of Hope Christian Center at Kumasi City Mall. Stay tuned as Pastor Emmanuel Abuaje takes us on a journey of discovery and transformation. Let's dive into today's message.
So, apart from we being Christians and we believe in God, there are certain beliefs that we hold ourselves, and that is why I called it philosophy. It shapes our faith, and it can determine how far God goes with you. And then we came to the second one, which is knowledge. And then we said that, what is knowledge? Please, can you project it? And I said that knowledge does not precede virtue, but virtue precedes knowledge. The reason is that we build character and attitude. Virtue is character, attitude. We took the scriptures from 2 Peter 1 from 1 to 9. Okay, 2 Peter 1 from 1 to 9. Let's look at it from verse 5. He said, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. So what we are adding to the faith is virtue. Virtue is an attitude. Whatever you are believing God for, or whatever your vision is, every vision requires certain attitude and character. Are you getting it? For instance, if you want to do, if you have in mind, you want to do something like PhD, you need to have the attitude to sit for long and study and do a lot of research. And so there are questions you ask yourself. If I want to do something, do I have those dexterity, do I have those attitude, do I have those characters to be able to do the thing I want to do? That is why many people, it's not enough to wish for. You know, in every vision, there is something we call, there are questions you ask yourself. One of the questions you ask yourself is the reality question, which is that, this thing, is it real? Can I really do it? You know, so that's why he's saying to your faith, add virtue. So there are certain things that you are dreaming about, you have faith about, but you don't have the right attitude and the virtue to go with it. And so he said, to virtue, add knowledge. That's why I said that it's very important you build virtue. When you are given assignment, when you are given a task, you are building virtue. Don't fast track your success. Hallelujah. There are certain processes that are very vital for your growth. So he's saying that, so that's why I said, virtue, knowledge does not precede virtue. Hallelujah. And I said, knowledge will enhance your virtue, your quality or value. It amplifies it. You see, Bible said in Proverbs, it said, knowledge increases strength. He said, a man of wisdom is stronger, but knowledge increases strength. Another version said, a man of wisdom is stronger than a man of might. Which means that if you gym and gym and gym and you are muscular, and somebody has wisdom, he will outsmart you. And it is true. The bodyguards, who do they guide? Is it not slim people like me who are politicians? When somebody go to school more and he has more wisdom and skill, you use manpower, the person who has developed wisdom is more stronger than you. And we all know that. And look, I gave you the example. When I was in the university, I came out of my hostel, saw some man with hammer, this hammer, trying to crack and break stones for building. I don't know what he was doing. He was doing the law. I know I went for lectures, went to study, came back at 5 o'clock, and the man has just heaped something like this. And I was wondering, this man, the someone who pushed a button in the factory to have tons of them, who is hardworking? The one who pushed the button, or the one who is exerting a lot of force? And so that is what the Bible is saying. Have you seen that? Is it Proverbs 24? It said, with wisdom a house is built, with understanding is established, with knowledge precious treasures are put in. And he said that a man of wisdom is stronger. It's Proverbs 24. He said, a man of wisdom is stronger. And he said, the one knowledge increases strength. So whatever virtue you have built is the knowledge that is going to increase. It gives it more option. Hallelujah. So you build your strength first, then it can increase it. So in life, we all find information that endorses our behavior, attitude, value. That is why renewal of mind is critical to any breakthrough. So we all look for information to justify our state, our behavior, the virtues we have. And someone who likes food will say, oh, it is good to eat. Someone who doesn't like food, he said, if you eat too much, it's not good. Too much of everything is bad. You know, every time we are looking for information, I've seen people who have gone to school, very, very intelligent. They have advanced professors, but they have bad characters and they have information to justify why they are bad. Some people can drink and they will say, even the Bible says small for your tummy. You know, so we say a lot of things. We use information to justify. And I said, don't look for information that endorses your current state or make you conform to the current standard, but rather look for information that will challenge you to transform your life. What we do is that we are tempted to lean towards information that makes us push us to our comfort zone. But look for information that will challenge you, you see, that will challenge you to do exploits. And so that is very important. I made mention of it. If you get the audio, don't look for it. So Romans 12 verse 1 to 3 make mention of it. So we got to what is knowledge. And I said knowledge is a mental component of a person which is acquired and retained through studies and experience. And so when we say knowledge, there are two aspects of it. There is the experience part and there is a studies part. Now listen to this carefully. When people say don't go, you don't want to go to school again, those things are lies. It doesn't make you knowledgeable. And if you go to only school and you don't have experience, it also you are half-baked. It's still you are still short of knowledge. Now it works both ways. Both must come together. You must have experience. You see, if you work. It gives you some level of knowledge. It gives you some level of knowledge. It gives you a certain level of information. But can you imagine if you had studied in addition what you would have known? But you see, because all the things we are doing, they are past questions. It has been done before. People have researched and there are people who are looking into issues. So that is why school is important. Don't say, oh, me there, I have experience, I'm a businessman, I'm a businesswoman. No, go to school. Because the higher you rise, you get to a point, your technical skill that is not of need again. There are levels of business. At the lower level, you yourself, you are involved. That is why every company, the supervision level, where people below the supervision is technical skill. But now when you are rising, there is you need technical skill, human relation, and conceptual skill. So whilst you rise through the rank and get to the top part, you don't need technical skill. You do little of it. Now you need conceptual ability to solve complex problems. That is why, no matter if you are an engineer and you get to the top, you will not go to the field much. If you go there, you won't be doing the work. You will be supervising, isn't it also? Every field. So if you don't study and develop your conceptual ability, because the reason of studies is that you are able to learn different things to solve different problems. That's why we constantly study. As a pastor, I do a lot of studies, and as I'm studying and I'm reading books and all that, then I begin to identify the problems I'm facing and how it has been solved. It's like past code that has been solved. You see, when you are going to write exams, you see past questions that has been solved. It's the same way. So don't underestimate studies, irrespective of your experience. Take school personal. Hallelujah. Okay, so your mindset becomes your reaction and disposition to different situations. And then your mindset renders interpretation of situation that happens to you and around you. The interpretation we give to situation is very important. They say experience is the best teacher, but it is not true. Experience does not really teach you much. The interpretation you give to the experience and what do you have to give the interpretation is very important. I hope you are getting it. So, for instance, if you are sick and you are feeling some things, the interpretation you may give to it may be different from a trained doctor. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So if your mind is filled with interpretive and the right knowledge, you'll be able to do that. And where we got to was that when you have the knowledge of God in you, sin and darkness does not abide in you for long. You see, there are many ways of dealing with sin. And people have invented a lot of ways. And most pastors are lazy. So they don't want to tell us the truth. You know, two ways. Either I manipulate you or I motivate you to do the right thing. It's two ways to get things done. So I can choose to tell you that, look, if you sin, you are going to hell. So you stop sinning. You will never stop sinning. And regret is not repentance. If somebody sinned and he feels guilty, it doesn't mean he will repent. The next time, you will see the person again doing the same sin. But you see, when you get the right knowledge, if you get the word of God in you, darkness, sin, does not stay. You just give yourself some time. It will disappear. No, I'm not. I'm going to show you from the scriptures. I'm not the one. Psalm 119, verse 130. He said, the unfolding of your word give light and it give understanding to the simple. Please, do you have it? Okay, so the unfolding of your word gives light and it gives understanding to the simple. And John 1, 1 to 5. He said, in the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was the life, and the life, and that life was the light of all what? Mankind. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. You just need the light. And so when you get the knowledge of God in you, that's why you have to do your quiet time, read the Bible. It gives you a revelation. Look, that is how you stop evil in your life. Because whilst you are doing, look, we can tell you everything, but if you don't do your quiet time and read the Bible every day, you remain the same. There's an entrance of the word give you light and give understanding to the simple. Psalm 119, verse 130. And the word simple means simpleton. That's the Greek word. It means simpleton. When you say somebody is simpleton, the one who is the dumbest. He doesn't know anything. He can be intelligent through the word of God. And he says that it gives light. So even if there's darkness in you, that could give you enlightenment. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:16 said that, let the spoken word of Christ have its home within you, dwelling in your heart and mind, permeating every aspect of your being as you teach spiritual things and admonishing and train one another with wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your heart to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for staying with us on the Leadership Agenda broadcast. If you are in Kumasi, we warmly invite you to join us this Sunday at 8 a.m. at the Live Event Center, Kumasi City Mall. Don't forget to connect with us on all social media platforms. Follow Gifts of Hope Christian Center and Emmanuel Abuaje for more inspiring content and updates on all our upcoming conferences and programs. For more information, feel free to call us at 0203-100-600, 0203-100-600. Thank you for tuning in. God richly bless you, and we look forward to connecting with you again soon.